I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Plenty of news coming out of the last 24 hours and over the weekend as well. Of course, the Sydney Roosters have bowed out of the 2021 Premiership race, as have the Parramatta Eels this weekend. All of your news over the last few days though, Michael Maguire, we're hearing reports that he will be sacked by the West Tigers over the next few days. I've got to tell you, this one doesn't overly shock me. We predicted that one of him or Luke Brooks would have their last season at the West Tigers this year. They sort of went a little bit better than what I expected, to be perfectly honest with you, and I still think they finished 13th or 14th. So, pretty grim year from the West Tigers. Finished on a very sour note, getting dusted by the Canterbury Bulldogs, who, I think off the top of my head, they won a grand total of 3 games this year, and they got absolutely bullied by them. So, you can expect some change at the West Tigers over the next few days if these reports we're hearing are true. Ash Taylor, he's been a guy that's been very popular on the market over the last few months, obviously released by the Gold Coast Titans. They put out a thing saying the other day that he is gone. So he's on the open market. Couple of clubs looking into him. The New Zealand Warriors, we're hearing, are one club that have had a conversation with Ash Taylor. We're hearing that Chanel Harris-Tavita could leave. We're hearing Cody Nikorima could leave. Interesting to see how this one plays out. Sean O'Sullivan has left as well. So Ash Taylor reportedly on the New Zealand Warriors radar. I think there's a few clubs that should be talking to Ash Taylor. Personally, I still think he's got a lot more to give, but I have always been a big fan of Ash Taylor, so maybe there is a little bit of bias there. Dylan Walker, the Seagulls utility, is reportedly set to re-sign with the club until the end of 2023. I think he made a huge difference the other night. He was unbelievable in that game. We spoke on Saturday morning about Sam Walker being the Walker to watch coming off the bench. How wrong we were, it was Dylan Walker. He was the star of the show for the Manly Seagulls. The impact that he's having in that jersey 13 at the moment is unreal. It's great to see him reinvent his career in a slightly different position, but a more modern position that really suits Dylan Walker. We've always said the 13 jersey, it's for footballers, not for front rowers. Good to see it utilised in this fashion. His coach, Desi Hasler, the NRL Premiership winner, Ryan Girdler, says Manly are flat track bullies and has declared they do not deserve the 80 minutes away from a grand final. So a pretty big tongue lash there from Ryan Girdler, aimed at Desi Hasler and his Manly Seagulls boys. I understand where Gerds is coming from on this. I don't think they are flat track bullies. I think they're a really good hope this weekend, but I can understand where Gerds is coming from. I don't think they've beaten a team that's above them on the ladder all year. I could be wrong on that. They did play the Melbourne Storm and the Panthers, I believe, in the very early weeks without Tom Trbojevic. I could be wrong though. That's just off the top of my head. But I do think the Manly Seagulls can potentially still win this competition or at least come second. I actually don't think they can beat the Melbourne Storm. Sorry, I take that back. But I definitely think that they can make it to the grand final. I understand where Gerds is coming from, but I probably wouldn't put them in the flat track bully category. Still on the Manly Seagulls, apparently they are weighing up offering a contract to Aaron Woods. They see him as a guy that could be a real leader for a lot of young forwards there. And yeah, look, I understand this one. If you get it at the right price, fine. But I definitely wouldn't be paying overs. I'd want a bit of a bargain out of this. I don't think Woodsy's going to provide you with anything overly special, but he has got a heap of experience, and no doubt he would be able to help some of the younger guys there. A guy like Taniela Paseka, I think he'd be really good for, but I definitely would not be paying overs for Aaron Woods. I would only be paying unders, to be perfectly honest with you. If he's willing to take a pay cut and potentially have a shot at winning a premiership, by all means, I will take Aaron Woods on there, but I'm not paying him overs, no doubt about that in my mind. Josh Adokar down at the Melbourne Storm missed last weekend's game, had the week off this week. We're hearing that he will line up against the Penrith Panthers next week, which is massive for the Melbourne Storm. For me, along with Tyo, he's the best winger in the game. You could argue he is the best winger in the game. I wouldn't push back on you at all, and I'm still torn between Tyo and Josh Adokar. What he does on and off the ball is like very few guys in rugby league, Josh Adokar, and he just brings that bit of X factor. And what it does, having Fox out there just on that edge, it means that Cameron Munster, he can put in a kick at any moment. He can just throw a long ball out there and see what happens, and it keeps your wingers and your centres defensively, they have to be alert. Same with your fullback. They tend to drag over that way just because Fox is so quick, and if you give him an inch, he will take a mile. So a massive in for the Melbourne Storm there. We're hearing that Billy Slater, he will be announced as the coach of the Queensland Maroons over the next few days, which would be a massive get for Queensland. We're hearing that Cameron Smith will join him as an assistant coach. And I honestly think this is perfect. I said last year when Paul Green was appointed as a Blues fan, I'm not worried at all. When I see Slater and Cam Smith, the two names that are thrown up, it panics me because I know they're two guys that this current generation have looked up to. And that's what Origin is about. It's just about getting the best out of your guys, lifting them emotionally. I never thought Paul Green was the man to do the job there. I think I was proven correct. I think they were very lackluster this year. Bringing these guys in, it really does worry me. Once you get KP, Munster, Harry Grant, all these boys together, and all their front rowers together, if they can get Papali, Welsh, Tino, Lindsay Collins, all these guys on the park at the same time, which they weren't able to do last year, they are going to be a serious threat, and I think Slater and Smith are going to be very successful there. Reece Walsh, the Warriors fullback, has been named the Rugby League Players Association Rookie of the Year. I thought they would go with Sam Walker, but it's hard to argue with this one. He was sensational, Reece Walsh. We've spoken about his mindset quite a bit, and this is why I absolutely love him. This kid can get it wrong 10 times, and the 11th time, he'll still roll the dice because he wants to win the game of football for his team. I think a lot of people that are bagging Reece Walsh are going to have a lot of egg on their face over the next few years because he's going to be a superstar. Well deserved. It's got to sting the Broncos reading this one. A guy that they thought wasn't ready for first grade, all of a sudden he's the rookie of the year. We talked about him in the preseason and said he might push Jermaine Asako out of this fullback jersey. Geez, the Broncos, they must be regretting this decision. A huge get for the Warriors though. The Eels coach Brad Arthur admits there are a number of stoppages whilst he felt his side was on the front foot, which have left him frustrated. He has every right to feel frustrated as well. I still believe that his team had enough opportunities to win this game. They didn't take them as good as they were. For me, that's the reality of it. But there were a couple of stoppages, especially the one with Mitch Kenny, that for me is a big worry. And I think the NRL has to investigate that a little bit more because I don't think it's overly fair that a game can be stopped. Yes, a player is injured, I understand that, but the physio, the guy wasn't anywhere near the player, so I don't know how they could assess him quickly enough.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To make that call to stop the game. And that Panthers trainer apparently has a track record of this. He has done it in the past with Viliami Kikau in another game. So if I was Brad Arthur, I would be frustrated, but I still think that my team had enough, or his team had enough opportunities to win this game outside of that. So a disappointing night all round for Brad Arthur. But the Parramatta Eels, I spoke about it on the weekend. If you haven't listened to that podcast, go and have a listen to it. In my opinion, they're definitely heading in the right direction. They're better. If you said to me at the start of the year, the Parramatta Eels are going to win finals week one, they're going to get knocked out week two, I would have said, yep, that's exactly how the narrative is going to go. They can't take that extra step. I am more confident now than I ever have been that this Parramatta Eels side has the ability to take that next step. I thought they were sensational against the Penrith Panthers the other night. And whilst the Panthers didn't deserve to lose, I don't think the Parramatta Eels deserve to lose either. As I said the other day, I've seen much worse teams win finals games. So heading in the right direction, Parramatta. Their second rower, Murata Niokoro, he's had a really good season, played a couple of positions, but he's been really solid all year when he has played. The back rower has been charged with a careless high tackle and is facing a 1-2 game suspension to start 2022. So you won't see Niokoro until round two or round three next season for the Parramatta Eels. No doubt, I don't think he's overly worried about it. He'd be a fair whack of beers deep at the moment, enjoying himself. So, good season for the Parramatta Eels. A good finish, all things considered, considering the awful run home they had. It was always going to be really difficult to get up for finals footy. I think they did. They really impressed me. That's all your news from the last 24 hours, guys. Stay tuned. Plenty more content coming today on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.